and welcome to the Art Department Podcast. Me again, Jan Oschel here, and Emmanuel Schu. We had episode 30, and today we're going to talk about something I think that everybody has seen online. Somebody uploads a picture, a nice painting, and says, "I did this in 5 minutes. Look how cool I am." And everybody's in awe, and you get like 10,000 likes, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're awesome. How did you get so fast?" I think we've all seen that. Maybe we have even done some of those paintings and couldn't resist writing down how quickly we did those. But I think it's a topic worth talking about. Actually, particularly you think it's a very, very interesting topic. And I think we want to just have a little chat about it. I mean, I think both of our opinion is similar, as in that we're not big fans of speed painting, so to speak, or however you wanna say it. But I don't know. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, this one's been on the books for a while, and I've wanted to talk about this for a while, and. You know, when it comes to speed anything, when it's always prefaced by the word speed, that's when I usually have some kind of issue with it, because you know, like this could be speed sculpting, speed like speed painting, speed like I design speed designs, things like that, because a lot of time, you know, it's the I did it really quick. It's a throwaway, but I did it really quick, so look at how good this is, kind of mentality that I find interesting. As and this coming from, you know, a person who teaches. I mean, you teach as well, and I feel like there's a lot of things done for speed's sake, you know, and part of it is also done for popularity,
of course.
Because that seems to be the popular thing, right? I mean, you remember at one point everybody was doing speed paintings, like crazy.
I think
spit paintings
or whatever, right? There was like a Facebook group, and wasn't it like wasn't it John Park or somebody who kind of not started it, but I think just out of time constraints, he had time for was like an hour in the evening, so he. Or maybe a group of people, I don't want to pin it on him here, a group of people, they just like started doing it. And then, of course, because they have a long, many years of experience, I mean, the stuff looks amazing. But then suddenly everybody, even students wanted to do that.
I absolutely agree with that. And yes, I think John was definitely a part of it. I know a lot of people who were doing that, and it's the experience part that's the key, because I think when you're experienced, it's you know, you're condensing all that experience into something quick, because it's appropriate for what you are doing, right? Or what you felt like it needed. I think I have the biggest problems with people who are sort of coming up, and they're you know, just starting, you know, in this career, or maybe they're at school and they want to, you know, they think it's just got to go fast, you know, because all the pros are doing fast that I'm going to go fast. But a lot of times I feel like they're just doing fast for fast sake. And the funny thing is, and I'll just say this story. I used to race cars. Mm. So it was a long time ago. And the thing you have to do is when you go to a track, there are, you know, usually, you know, between 10 and 12 corners, something like that. And so you have to learn the racing line in every corner, right? So I remember at the beginning, I'd be like, try to go fast. Mm-hmm. And the coach was like, "You can't learn it like that. You're going to crash." Mm-hmm. Like, there's just no way. So what you have to do is go really slow. So I was following his car, and he was going so slow. I was like, "Come on, this is stupid." But when you go slow and you do the right things and you do it for like lap after lap, at the end of the day, I was going faster than I ever thought I could go. And it's one of those things where you have to go slow to go fast. But I see so many people going, "Hey, look at this painting, 35 minutes. Mm. And I'm like, but sometimes I'm really concerned, because do you really actually think about what you're putting out there?
You don't really have time to think.
Or is it just, right? Or is it just a piece of art that you're, you know, you need a break and you want to do something, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I think personally, I want to do stuff with intent. Mm. So my stuff tends to be slower. I mean, I've done the occasional paintings that are looser. Let's not use speed as the word, right? Because I even John Park, I mean, he's never going to say, oh, this took me 15 minutes. He's just expressing how he expresses, and it'll take him however long it does. Mm. And he doesn't care, you know, if it's speed or not. You know, what he cares is how it looks. So, you know, for me, I you know, it's like that dragon thing I put out recently. I mean, I it's not a speed, whatever you call it. I mean, it's I really sat there and go, well, what's my story? I drew, I kind of did every piece in there. I mean, sometimes it's just an exercise for me to have fun. Yeah. And I really wanted to think it through and, you know, what are the poses and, you know, all this stuff. But when you're in 30-minute crunch, I don't know. I mean, like a lunchtime paint, you know, a lot of people like to do lunchtime paints.
Yeah.
And it's good practice for sure. Mm. But it also doesn't mean that you have to post it, especially, you know, with a tagline like, hey, 30 minutes, you know, kind of thing. What do you think?
I mean, there's so much in there that I think we need to talk about. I mean, on the one hand, on the one hand, there's the superficial issue of like doing it for popularity's sake, because we see a lot of artists, high profile artists, produce work really fast, and it looks really amazing, and then they get a lot of likes for it and everything. And of course, like there's the imaginary need for you to be relevant online, to post it all the time. And the only way to really be able to post something like, I don't know, on a daily basis is to either have a big archive of older work, which maybe somebody who starts out in the industry doesn't have, or you actually have to pump out a different painting every day. And if you also work a full-time job, then you just don't have very much time to do that. So in the end, you have an hour maybe at lunchtime to do something, and then you upload it just because you feel like you need to. But then once you look beside all that online popularity stuff, like I'm wondering, like, or I'm thinking about what's really behind it, right? So I mean, I think there's different purposes behind paintings that take an hour and different purposes behind painting that takes a month, neither of which is necessarily better than the other. We cannot say that a painting that took a month is better than one that took 1 hour, right? And also, I think people kind of mix things up where they think that, like you said, right, in order to paint fast, which is sometimes a necessary skill to have for a professional, in order to paint fast, it doesn't mean you should practice painting fast. Get back to that analogy, is that you, in order to paint fast, you have to first paint very slowly and get a good grip on your process and streamline that process and learn about abstraction. And over the years, doing 1,000 paintings slow, you will realize how to draw a tree the most efficient way with the least brush strokes possible. But you cannot learn how to paint a tree fast by painting a tree fast 1,000 times. And you're still going to learn something with that, but I doubt it's of any significance. And I mean,
I don't know about that. I mean, let's just talk about that real quick. Like, you know, if you don't, and this is one thing I noticed, if you don't paint with intent, even if it's a quick thing, this is a good example. Like a lot of people do master studies and they do it quickly and then they post it. But the thing is, have you really learned what you needed to learn? Anything, one thing. Mm. And I see a lot of students where they just paint it. And then I said, okay, well, what did you learn? They go, well, what? And it's the analyzing that's going to get you value from that master study. Mm. it's, you know, and I totally agree with you, because this social media forces you or any sort of beginner to just do a lot of paintings and post, because you need to have a constant posting schedule, otherwise the algorithm doesn't like you. You know, you don't get yourself into the popularity. But I would, and there is definitely a place for quick idea generation, quick paintings, or just paintings in general. You shouldn't have to defend anything. There's nothing wrong with doing something quickly. I'm just concerned most of all for people who are beginning. You know, it's just for them, they don't know what they don't know, you know. And at some point, when you know, it's so easy, you know, for the pros to kind of go, yeah, you know, like you know, I've you know, I've 20 years of experience, I know how to form that shape with one brush stroke. Before a lot of people who are beginning, they don't have a clue. And they'll copy that brushstroke without even knowing what they're doing, and I'm thinking it's dangerous.
Definitely very dangerous, right? I mean, they think that, I mean, what we all are after, what kind of brings up your imagination is the brushstroke's looseness, right? That kind of like energy that we think comes so easy, but which is actually hard earned. But I mean, you can't do that by just painting loosely. It doesn't work like that, right? It's not the way to go. And I mean, I wanted to just give another analogy, which is similar to your car analogy, which is about running. And I run a lot, and I always kind of wondered, like, okay, how can these guys run so fast, right? And and how can you run a sub 2 hour marathon? Like that's completely impossible. But so in the, like years ago, I always tried to run short distances really fast and thought, okay, then I'll just do longer distance. Like, I don't know, I do 5K really fast, and then next time I do like, I don't know, 5.5 and then 6 and then 6.5 or whatever. But when it really doesn't work like that, it's going to be a lot harder for you to push past that initial goal you set yourself, the 5K, and maintaining that speed. It's going to be very difficult. The more considered approach would then be to get up to the distance that you ultimately want to run, your ultimate goal, and try to first master that distance and then improve over time on the time with that. And I mean, every coach will tell you the same, every running coach. And I think the same is very much true for I think painting. In order to do a painting in 1 hour really well, you need to first be able to do the same painting like in 5 days really well. And
you know, there's going to be a lot of, you're going to give it a lot of tries, right?
Of course.
A lot of times when I go in the track or when you go running, there's going to be a lot of times when you fail. And I'm just so concerned that people are so needing to post that they even post, you know, sort of their failure, you know, just because they feel like they have to post. I mean, it's fine to post whatever you want to, but just be careful that you're not posting because you feel like, wow, I'm tied into the social media, I have to do it.
I mean, you like,
know, it actually is not good for
your daily like fitness level and your daily just performance will vary a lot. Sometimes you might be able to do something impossible in like 15 minutes, and then the next day it takes you 2 hours to produce something that's only 1/10 as good as what you did yesterday. And you have to come to terms with that. And yeah, of course, the imaginary thing with social media kind of screws with that performance differential, right? And another thing, I mean, I think a couple of years ago it was all about speed painting and being able to do cool brush strokes really quickly. But I mean, more often these days, I actually see like, I think people like Beeple really showed us the merits of something like dailies. And I mean, he works in a slightly different area of our industry. But I mean, I see a lot of people now doing really like quick, like 1 hour kit bashes, or they do daily for daily's sake. And then they do like a counter, right? Like, I don't know, 350 of 1,000 and then they advance that counter every day. And I mean, I think it's still a great tool to learn something if you have a goal. I mean, even though I see a lot of people just doing random things every day, something different, and just again for the sake of it, rather than having an overarching goal of really getting better at anything. So that's, I guess,
yeah. Because I mean, you know, ultimately, you have to ask yourself, well, why? First of all, why are you doing that? I mean, because if you're doing it because you love painting, then that's great. I mean, whether it takes an hour or whether it takes a month, makes no difference. Like, if you love painting and you love the energy of brushstrokes, you do you, no problem. I, like I said, I'm always going to say, you know, are you going to get everything you need? And I, what I mean by that is, if you're going, if you're using that as a vehicle to get a job or a career or to learn to be a better designer, because in concept design or in entertainment design, it's all about design. It's never about painting. Not really. Most of the time, unless you're purely doing like a keyframe with no 3D, is it about, you know, painting? And even then, it's not really about speed painting. But there's so much design, composition design, lighting design, the actual design of objects and props and environments. There's so design permeates pretty much everything that I do. And a lot of people that I see want to get into the field, they just, they sometimes they don't see that. And the people who, even who I'm coaching or mentoring, they'll come in going, hey, I can speed paint this. But I'm like, well, think about this. You can't speed paint, speed sculpt, and speed design. There's no such thing. Just sit down, forget the speed, and just look at what you're designing. And if it took you 5 minutes, fine. If it took you 5 days, that's fine too. But don't make it have to be, you know, like I have to come up with something at lunch, or I have to kitbash this thing. Because when you do that inadvertently, you're limiting yourself from really learning how to design fully. You know, and I think that's something that I just want to bring to light, because I think a lot of people think it's very sexy and romantic to be able to speed paint something.
It's actually it's interesting. I had a good discussion with some recent graduates, and
graduates of where?
Graduates of a design school, and they were not. I mean, for entertainment design. They were not necessarily, it was not necessarily a conversation we had about speed, but indirectly, I think it was related about the underlying issue also of the speed painting being like, oh, so like when the client asked me how many paintings I can get done in a day, like I better name like a 2-digit number or whatever, right? So that you can like prove yourself, like I can do 20 paintings in a day, I can do it. Or like even the client looking on your social media feed and seeing like, oh, you did this in an hour, okay, then for an 8-hour day you can do 8 paintings for $200, right? So that's a whole different issue. But so
that's a really cheap rate.
Yeah, I'm just saying, right? I mean, so but the discussion we had was about just industry skills and it's like asking questions like, okay, do I have to do line drawing? Do I have to use 3D? Do I have to use this? Do I have to plot my perspective? And I mean, it's kind of like what schools teach and what schools should teach, right? Because these are very important skills to have. But I think students mistake kind of the reason why you learn this, right? I mean, You're not taught to plot perspective so that for every job that you're getting, you can plot proper perspective. That would take way too long. This is a skill that is supposed to train your eye, train your brain to see the perspective in anything, and that you can quickly fix whatever perspective mistakes are in a painting, or that you can basically sketch in for shortening without having to think about it. In the same way, it's about line drawing, right? I mean, line drawing, or just even talking about just sketching with pen and paper, that it's not about the skill per se, because I mean, who's gonna, seriously, who, except for some exceptions, Matrix or whatever, right? Nobody's gonna ask you to produce a line drawing when in the end you have to have a picture perfect, like cinematic photographic frame by the end of the day. If you would do a line drawing for the first half of the day, you would probably not finish anything. But the for me, the excuse me, for me, the skill of like being able to do a line drawing has more to do with design, because it's the most direct connection, right, between your hand and your brain. And that you can actually design something very quickly, because if you have to think about rendering and value and color and material while you paint, it's really difficult to also take care of the design at the same time. So
yeah, being it's the typical, yeah. Sorry, but it's like the typical, you know, well, I don't know how many people are into driving, but you know, a front wheel car has to, you know, the front has to power, it has to turn, it has to brake. At some point, something's gonna give. And when you're focusing on too many things, you know, design, painting, brush strokes, composition, all this kind of stuff, you're asking a lot.
Yeah.
And like the thing you were talking about, like I at the beginning, I have run into times when somebody asked me how long this takes. And I said, well, you know, that's a sketch and it takes 2 hours. And I was expected to, you know, do X amount of sketches, you know, per the time I was there. And that gets super stressful.
Of course.
And I would just say that, and, you know, the more I've worked, the more I've found this out is just make sure that what you're doing is what you like to do. First of all, you know, like if it's you love painting with that energy, then great, just keep doing that. But it's not about how fast, right? Because sometimes it may take an hour, sometimes it may take a day. Be okay with that. Because I know a lot of people who are stressing themselves out, like, oh my God, you know, like, look at my painting, it doesn't look very good. And I said, well, how long did you spend on it? Oh, you know, an hour. And I'm like, well, because you're not at the skill level that can just pump that out an hour. John Park is, because he's painted that subject matter and he knows how to paint that. He could probably paint it in half an hour, but that's from hundreds of paintings, right. That, you know, more than that. So, you know, but then there's also, you know, back in the Renaissance when people were spending months, if not years, on a painting. Mm. So, you know, you can't, there's no right or wrong. It's just that, you know, the purpose of why you're doing it. If you're doing it, you know, for popularity, then, you know, okay, maybe it's not the right reason. If you're doing it for learning, then make sure you're learning something from it. And if you're doing it because you're expressing yourself and you love it, all the power to you. But I just see a lot of people who really are they get frustrated. Like, oh, look at mine, doesn't look so good. I'm like, because you should spend more time on
exactly.
it. But they'll say, look at that guy, he spent only an hour. We're supposed to finish this at lunch. And I'm like, who said that? Like, nobody said that. And like, nobody sees my sketches. Like, my sketches don't look very good, but they're where I ideate.
Mm.
And that's how I learned in school, to ideate in a sketch pad what it is. But I don't have to show that. I mean, like, I don't have to show in progress, or I don't have to show my early sketches, you know, just to, you know, you don't need to do anything. You just need to do what's true to you, I think.
Do you ever get asked to produce, like, does the client ever say, like, hey, for today and tomorrow, can you do, like, a couple of, like, speed paintings or stuff like that? Do you ever get asked
that? Yeah. I mean, I'll just say that. I mean, of course, this comes from a level of, you know, years. But at the beginning, I would try to just give the client what they want, right? Oh, you want speed paintings? I'll give you, okay, speed paintings. And they never turned out very good. Because I was like, I wasn't really much of a speed painter. I'm just the kind of person that needs to think about what I need to do.
Mm.
And then I go. But now I'm much more comfortable saying, I don't really do that.
Mm.
Like, I'll give you something by, say, you know, if they give me an assignment, I'll say, give me 2 days.
Mm.
And I'll come back with, you know, with what I think is the best solution for your problem. Because ultimately you have to ask yourself, you know, why are you doing this? Right. I mean, ultimately, if you want to solve a problem, then have you solved the problem? Right. If you're doing a speed painting, and it only took 10 minutes and you solved the problem, perfect. Mm. Awesome. Right. But if you haven't, then solving the problem should be your first you know, first and foremost, at least in what I do professionally, right? What you do on your own time as an artist, anything goes.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I don't know about you.
I can't think of a time in the last couple of years where I was like they were specifically asking for speed paintings. Maybe it's so happened that once in a while a speed painting was the best solution for a particular problem that day. But then I think like yours, like mine are not very artistically valuable. Because I mean, I look at some of the stuff online and some people can, like, I don't know, the speed painting thing, it comes down to the sketchiness, the brushwork and everything, and none of which I really am good at. So they lend themselves to that, and my sketches look like a wild bashing of 3D photos and some paint and some lines or whatever, just to get the idea across and the layout and the lighting and whatever else it needs to communicate. Beyond that, I'm not taking that stuff any further because I know that 9/10 of it would be thrown out. I never had any client come back to me and say like, oh, I really don't like the quality of your brushwork. Like, I think you should do some master studies or whatever. I mean, I think what a lot of people like, which kind of brings me to a slightly different topic, like, is again, there's the thing, you can do whatever you want, right? With your art and your personal stuff, that nobody should or can judge you on whatever you like to do in your free time. But there's this thing online, right, that everybody looks at what other people are doing and they take things out of context and they make up their own mind and make up their own stories of why a particular artist did that. So if they see like, okay, John does, I don't know why we bring up John all the time. I have no idea, honestly.
Well, because he's the most the most a popular sort of speed painter.
So I don't know. He puts something up, right? And it's like it's purely for his relaxation and purely for his creative exploit or whatever, right? Or maybe it was like a demo in his school, but the class is only for 1 hour, so this is what he could do. I don't know. There's so many reasons why he could have done that. And people take that out of context and kind of thinking like, okay, this is how he works all the time, even for a client. And I think that's the dangerous thing. And I want to stop short of saying like there's some sort of responsibility of being upfront about what this painting is, because I mean, once you share the image without the comment of like, oh, this is just for my own stuff, right? Then it becomes like something that people associate with you, and it's taken out of context, and then it just takes on a life of its own. But I think it's very dangerous if students come in and think this is how things work in a working environment.
If this is what's expected, I feel like you know, John's just a good painter, and he applies that to his designs, and he could go really fast. Mm. But it took time,
of course,
to learn that, and I love his stuff, right? Because it has a very good feel, to it, and I know that he can design and paint because he's trained himself to be able to do that. The thing is, like you said, sometimes it's for somebody who doesn't know him or doesn't know his process might think, well, I just need to do a lot of speed paintings. But what they don't realize is that, you could do a million speed paintings and you won't get that kind of experience because you haven't really looked and done things in the right order. Mm-hmm. And that was where I was concerned. And a lot of people were springing up doing that. I mean, I even saw like people who were doing speed sculpt contests. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I mean, there were speed painting contests, but I was thinking to myself, I mean, what can you really do in an hour? How can that be a judge of how good of a sculptor you are? You know?
I mean, I've seen those things at events, and they make sense, right? Because it's fun if you have like physically two people like on computers next to each other, and they do like a speed sculpt or whatever and in 15 minutes, and when the audience votes and one loses, you have to take a shot. I don't know. Like, right, there's,
I mean, I know
it makes sense, but then if you make a whole big online thing around it, and then it's like, oh, this is the best guy, and then yeah, I honestly don't know how to tackle the subject, because on the one hand, like you said, we cannot forbid people what to draw, but on the other hand, it's just so easily taken out of context that people just take this as like, okay, this is how pros do it. Pros work 1 hour a day and then they're done, and then they can hand in their work and then it's finished, right? Because that's really not how it works. But I mean, like,
yeah, and one thing that's really, sorry to cut off there, but one thing that's really important is that, yes, that one painting was for relaxation and was really great, but think about this: if you had a job, you work 10 hours a day and you had to pump painting after painting, they're not all going to be good,
of course,
and they're not all, it's not a reliable way to be if you're painting as an artist. So if you're painting and designing as a designer, then you need to have a very structured process so that you can always be reliable when you design something, right? And that can't just be like, well, I'm going to paint and hope something comes out. It has to be, what's your idea? Mm. What's the problem to solve? How are you going to solve it? I mean, I spend more time gathering reference than these guys do painting.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, I mean, I'm more, you know, but is anybody really holding a stopwatch? Because for me, I've learned that by now, it's not the time I spend on it. It's the intent and it's the solving of the problem. If I solve the problem, at least, let's say, 90% of it in 2 days, it's better than taking, you know, 20 stabs at something and taking a week. But, you know, because that has no intent, you know, you're just drawing stuff, you know, hoping something will hit. And I'm really thinking about, well, why and how to solve this problem. So I'm talking from a design standpoint more than has nothing to do with art, because art is anything you want. Mm. You can spend 5 minutes or 5 months or 5 years. No one can say a damn thing because it's your art. But I'm just talking purely at this industry. And how some people think, well, this is what is expected. I need to paint fast. Mm-hmm. No, I think just make sure that you learn design and problem solving first and foremost. I mean, I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, there's still so much to think about. I mean, overall, it's just... not something I want anybody to like. It's a weird thing. I don't want to encourage anybody to do that. But then, I think it's just so appealing to do it, because to kind of demonstrate within a very short amount of time like your incredible skill set, I think is just something that people naturally want to show off. And I'm not saying that the people who do it and who do it well, that they want to show off. That's not behind it, I think, at all. Or maybe some, I don't know. I'm sure some want to flex to show how quickly they can do it. But I think it's just a mixture of like a desirable skill, or like even for some people the ultimate skill. And it feels like, I think there's also an element of like, there's a weird element of achievability, because it looks so easy, right? It looks so easy to draw a character really fast. It looks so easy to throw some paint at a canvas, digital or not, and then sculpt something out of that immediately. And it feels like, oh, like if I practice a little bit, then I can also do that in an hour, right? Whereas when you tell people how long the 16th chapel took, or like a painting by Da Vinci, right? Then, like you said before, it took 5 months or 5 years or longer. And they go like, well, I'm never going to achieve that in my lifetime anyway. So I don't even have to try being a painter that can paint slowly. But hey, if I can spend an hour like a day on painting something, then maybe in half a year, I'm going to be able to paint something nice really well. Which is of course, the complete illusion of the whole thing.
I personally think that if you want to, I think painting is extremely important skill.
Oh yeah, like yeah,
that,
for sure.
Just say that straight up, so no one misunderstand. I just don't think you need to preface it by speed. Mm-mm-mm. That's all. Like, you paint, that's it. And this one took an hour. That one took 5 days. Doesn't matter. Mm-mm-mm. Doesn't matter.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. Yeah.
Doesn't matter at all. What matters is that you either had fun painting it and you enjoyed it, or you're practicing and you've learned something from it. So I think that's all that matters. And I would encourage everybody to paint, because that's important in what we do. I mean, at least some form of painting. I mean, you know, even for like what I do is a lot more premeditated and referenced thought of and designed. But, you know, there's times when I'm like, I want to blow off some steam and paint some things. And I'm like, well, I'm not so good at it. Maybe I'll paint a little bit more just to get better. Because I'm not a painter that's I'm just not a hardcore painter. I make images. I mean, more like a visual artist. So sometimes I do that just for practice and having some fun. But I think don't make that your intent. Like that's all I'm going to do, because I think that's what's needed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, the speed thing itself, like
the speed thing
being
itself,
being the end result.
The skills you need for sure. You know, but just don't make it like, don't stress yourself out thinking I got to get faster. That's actually the wrong thing to think about. Think I want to get better. Not I want to get faster, but I want to get better.
I mean, the same way though, right? You could also go in the opposite. I mean, we kind of, I think what I want to avoid here is kind of to make a statement that like speed painting in general is bad, or that something you spend a lot more time on is automatically a better image, right? Because I think they're like, people tend somehow to treasure what they spend more energy and time on, that they tend to treasure that more rather than something that is like just kind of happened in 10 minutes. But I think on the opposite, it also is true that, I mean, something you can create in a few minutes or an hour can be a very valuable piece, right? If either valuable to yourself, like you said, because you enjoy painting it, or it can be valuable to the client because he needed something for an urgent meeting and he can now slot it into his deck and it could get him like a, I don't know, win him the project or whatever, right? There's reasons for everything. But to automatically say one or the other is automatically better because of XYZ, right? It's not true, right? Whatever you spend 5 weeks on could be complete garbage, right? Whatever you can produce in 15 minutes could be like loose and nice and dreamy and give you 10,000 likes and lead to a different job on through Instagram or whatever, right? They can totally be. So, I mean, we've stated a lot of different points here now, and I mean, there's still value in being able to do that. But so, I mean, if people want to learn how to draw better, like and maybe by extension also learn how to get their ideas out faster, like, so what's your ultimate game plan? What would you recommend people to focus on with their study?
Well, I mean, so like I said, you know, you're aiming to get better,
right?
Not
right,
faster.
Exactly.
But it's exactly like that car racing. You go slow, you learn the right things, like learn how to find the form. Like surfaces and planes,
right.
You do that enough, you know, what took you when you started learning to drive, you got in there, you were looking at the mirror, you were changing the seat, you're just like scared, you know, but by the time, you know, a month later, you're just jumping in the car and let's go. Of course it's going to be a lot faster because you're totally comfortable, but you went really slow at first. And just go as slow as you're comfortable until it will get fast on its own.
Right.
You don't even need to think about it. But it's when you stress about going fast because you think you need to do that to compete with all your classmates or your colleagues. That's when the trouble starts, because you're like, oh my God, okay, I got it. You know, look at that. And he did three paintings. I better do that. Just slow down, because maybe you're one of those people who need more time to think about things. And then maybe that guy over there, he just does it quicker. It's just how he is. Or maybe he's practiced longer so he can go quicker. Whatever it is, just make sure you're learning and you're aiming to get better, not faster. Mm. If the speed will come. It will come.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's we can bring that back to the analogy like you just did, right? So, I mean, instead of thinking about, today I'm gonna paint for 1 hour, or today I'm gonna drive one lap or 20 laps or whatever around the racetrack, or I'm gonna run 10 kilometers, then, I run for 1 hour, right? The right way. I should say, like, either you paint for an hour, you drive for an hour, or you run for an hour, right? Instead, it should be the focus on, like, okay, you should finish, or you should work on that painting, finish that painting, you should do 20 laps, or you should run 10 kilometers, right? That should be the goal. And then it will take however long it takes. Or you're going to get to a point, if you can't run 10 kilometers yet, you run as far as you can. With the strength you have, even if you have to walk a stretch of it. But then you just have to adopt a long-term view of it and keep on practicing the distances or the up to the finishing point, that after a couple of years, the painting is not going to take you 2 days anymore, but it's going to take you 30 minutes. And you're going to be at a similar result, right? But what happens at the same time as well is that your skills will get better, right? If you're really focused on learning, on bettering yourself, then your skills will also better. And then maybe after 2 years, you still want to push for a two-day painting, but that two-day painting is going to be so much better than the one you did 2 years ago in 2 days. So I don't know. That's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, improvement comes, you know, through doing the thing, obviously. But, and I, you know, it's funny because I there's a lot of value to be learned from doing a lot of, you know, sort of paintings to study the form and things like that. But I feel like not everything has to be posted online.
Oh yeah, that too.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, just remember, when you're feeling pressure to post online because you need to post, you know, your client, first of all, or whoever's going to hire you, is looking at it going, do I want to hire this person? Is this a good painting? Is this person a good painter or a designer? So if you post something that you just had to post and it doesn't look very good, then that's going to count against you. What I'm trying to say is you don't have to post everything.
Yeah, that's very important.
And for me, I also think, you know, some things that you do for fun in your half an hour, an hour, 2 hours, really sit there and say, well, you know, I did that for myself. Do I really need to post this?
Right.
And I feel like for me, some things that you put more thought into usually will be the better design.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that paintings, when you're just purely going off of feeling, right? When you're painting something, that energy translates into the paint. And it looks great. And sometimes that is just really about, it is about speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how quickly you put it down and when you're in the right mood and all that kind of stuff. But that takes a really good artist to be able to do that.
Yeah, it really,
I feel.
Yeah, no, it really, I mean, the social media really poisons your mind in many ways. And I mean, just sketchbooks for me are just like private things which I scribble in or draw anything or write anything. But it seems like so many people just to show they're not lazy or that they are always working,
yeah,
they have to put like a nice picture with like your coffee, and then you have like the pen, ideally showing the pen brand which you're using, kind of like lying next to the sketchbook, and all these kind of things you need to do to get more likes. which pen do you use? But it's really, I mean... Then you have to really ask.
I mean, there's this thing, though.
Sorry.
I just thought of this. There's this thing, though. There's a lot of artists who are really, you know, prolific and really good. You know, I just know offhand a lot of these guys who just kind of just draw, and it looks perfect. And I think a lot of people want to be like that.
Of course.
And so they're doing the whole, you know, posting and doing that like that, but they're not at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can just just be okay with taking your time to learn that.
But I mean, the what I wanted to say and end with is like that. I mean, it's the ultimate test, though, right? I mean, are you doing that drawing? Are you doing that painting for the express purpose to just post it and that's it? And does that because I think the pure fact that you're automatically planning on releasing it influences you the decisions you make, because then you're considering like, oh, how many people are gonna like this? Is this gonna like be popular? And I mean, you automatically subconsciously kind of start to do stuff that people will like more, just because there's more fans, just because the color scheme is particularly nice or whatever. And then you lose that connection of the painting or the drawing and you, between yourself, the part that you're really, really enjoying. And you always, I mean, the ultimate test is like, would you do this drawing? Would you spend an hour or again, a day or whatever on this, even if nobody ever saw it but yourself, right? Even if you would, if you could only show it to your dog, I don't know.
That is the perfect thing to say, because I feel like is exactly right. Because if you did it if you never posted it and you just did that piece of art, would you have done that? Or would you have done something else? Like, oh, screw it. If I'm not going to show it, then I might as well just do this thing that I always wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's the thing you should be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And just do that. And then when you feel comfortable, then you can post it if you want to. But like people like Sparth and John and all these people, they had their own thoughts and ideas of what they wanted to do before it was even popular. And they did it because they wanted to do it. They didn't care. I mean, I know Sparth didn't care whether it was fast or not fast. Mm-hmm. He just, that was the way he felt like he expressed best. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then that was all that was about that. So for, you know, I mean, it's funny. It's gone this way. And I actually really like that this conversation has gone this to this point, because it's actually really important that, you know, and it's a big question. A perfect question from you is, if nobody saw this, would you still be doing it? And if not, what would you be doing? Mm, mm. And that is what you should be doing. Now, if you want to, obviously we're talking, that is just doing your own art, right? Mm. If you want to do something that's to get a job, of course, then there is a little bit more, you know, there are parameters, you know, there are guidelines as to, you know, like what kind of designer you want to be and what you need to improve on. But that's kind of a little different in this context, right? I mean, the context right now is just doing something you love to
right,
do
right.
And making sure that you're not doing it just to cater to all the people who are going to like your work.
Yeah. I mean, that's
that's something I had to think about.
No, it's the ultimate crux of being a commercial artist, right? We can not just do whatever the hell we want, right? All the time. There has to be, I mean, there will be a compromise for some people more, for some people less, right? Because some people's personal style and personal preference can be very tightly aligned with what's popular, and they will be able to adjust more easily between personal work and professional work. Where somebody who personally draws the weirdest thing that just absolutely nobody likes, they will have a harder time jumping back and forth between those two modes. And I mean, but then that's just what it is. That's what it means to be a professional commercial artist. If you want to veer into one or the other, like if you want to be a more of a commercial artist and sacrifice your own personal stuff, or if you want to do more personal stuff, then I think either one is fine. It's just that you need to be really clear about what that means, right? But I think in the near future we're also going to talk about more avenues for personal art and how you can monetize that. But yeah, I think it's just something to be aware of, right? You cannot go blindly into this and say like, oh, why is nobody hiring me? Why does nobody like my personal work? If it's so far out from so far removed from anything that is useful to any client out there.
Sure, but okay. So here's the counterpoint, right? Just because we're on this tangent, but I like it. So the counterpoint is, yes, you probably won't get as much. Clients liking your work or hiring you, but the people who do will hire you for what you do best. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Like, I mean,
that is also super valuable. So I don't want anybody to, you know, because there's always this one, either they kind of go in the realm of, okay, here's commercial art and, you know, here's what is expected of me and I'm going to do this. And then there's also the, okay, well, but I'm an artist. I really want to express, you know, and there is sort of, you know, it depends on you as a person, you know, where you lie, right? Because, you know, you kind of have to be a little bit of a conformist when you go into the entertainment commercial artist route, because you have to solve problems. But this one here, you will get hired less.
Yeah, but that's the thing, yeah.
When you get hired, they'll hire you to do you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ultimately what I mean by, like, you have to adjust your expectations, right? I mean, yes, if you absolutely. Go into this and say, like, and you draw the nicest looking but completely weird things that are just not that useful, then there's just not going to be as many projects that can make use of your skills, right? Yeah, once in a blue moon, there will be something that is just perfectly tailored to your taste and you will have the time of your life, but you cannot expect to be busy 24/7 on all sorts of projects and complain that, oh, like, I draw cutesy little dragons, why doesn't Transformers Michael Bay hire me, right? That's what you have to be clear about. And you, if your ultimate goal is to, like, oh, I want to make as much money as possible and then retire to an island or whatever, then maybe you need to be more conformist and see, like, okay, which skills are the most highly rewarded in this industry. So that's just how you have to adjust your outside. And I mean, neither one is worse than the other. It's ultimately down to what
it's
you want.
It's just very different.
Yeah, it's just very different. It's just what
and
you want.
And I'll just say this. I mean, in all the years I've worked, and I we kind of do a lot of similar things, I don't think anybody has asked me to do faster.
Yeah, no.
I don't think nobody's ever asked me to go, can you paint more images? No.
No.
I think that, you know, once you hit something, they don't care how fast you are. They go, you know what? You take 3 days, go do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. I just want that thing that you can do. I mean, have you ever?
No. I mean, the only thing I hear is like, oh, I'd rather have one really good image than three sketchy ones that are kind of there but not really. So that's most often what I hear, right? And that should be the goal, right? That should be the goal, like, solve that problem with one good image rather than like three kind of okay images.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for what we do, it's all about solving that problem. I mean, that is the big difference, right? You're talking the commercial artist, and then the pure expressionist artist can just do whatever you want. I mean, there is no right or wrong. But if you want to have a reliable result as a commercial artist, then you have to solve a problem. Have to. Mm-hmm. And it's not about speed. It's not about, it's about solving the problem. It could take 5 minutes or 5 months.
Exactly.
Hopefully not 5 minutes. That's gonna be a bit tricky. The client wouldn't be very happy.
Exactly. Okay, I think that was a really great discussion. We kind of veered off here and there on tangents, but I think that
I love that.
That's the nice thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little discussion, little talk we had here. If you did, please let us know in the comments if you had maybe similar experiences of like clients asking for a lot of paintings, or maybe you are the best speed painter in the world and you have a different opinion. I don't know. Let us know. If you enjoyed this, please like, comment, and subscribe, and we see you guys in the next one.